But we've got Miss Barbara Ray on the line with us this morning. And Barbara, when it's 62 and sunny, it makes you want to be outside in the garden, doesn't it?
We can have all kinds of cold weather, and we can still have frost up until April the 17th. We can, we're not out of the danger of a light frost.
Exactly. And there are things you can do, maybe not planting and things of that nature, but you can certainly get ready. And one thing we've got to get ready for is Valentine's Day. A lot of people asking about flowers, and there'll be a lot of people buying flowers, but good time to start thinking about maybe growing some flowers in the garden.
Well, I looked up, I was curious at how much money was spent on flowers in our country, and I was amazed that $26 billion will be spent on Valentine's Day, and I just couldn't believe it. And flowers are the first choice, and roses say I love you. That has been the flower that had the meaning of I love you, and red roses, but they have gotten so terribly expensive because here we are with bare trees and cooler temperatures. It was down to about freezing last night, and we don't have roses blooming. So our roses have to be shipped in, and roses are grown in about four locations: Holland in Europe, Uruguay and Colombia in South America, and California. So that means that you have the cost of shipping to our area that boosts the price of just a single red rose.
Wow. Now, how do they keep them looking so nice when they get here, if they have to travel that far?
Well, they travel, they get them here by air, by truck, by train, and they're shipped in boxes. They're harvested in the fields of these countries where they're grown, and in California for us. And they're transported from California in refrigerated trucks. But these roses are put in a shipping container or a plastic sleeve without any water, and they're kind of put in a dormant stage by dropping the temperature. They have to be refrigerated. So your rose may have been cut 2 weeks, 1 week ago, and shipping, it can, when it's flown, it has to be picked up by a refrigerated truck. It's sat on a tarmac somewhere at an airport. So you have to kind of rejuvenate the roses. They're, it takes about 43 to 60 days for a rose bush to make a beautiful rose. And we're talking about in these countries, especially Uruguayans and Colombia and California, their temperatures now are good. So they're producing these roses. That's why the Rose Parade is in when it is with the so that they'll have the most bloom and the best temperatures for growing rose plants.
My goodness. So that's quite a journey just to hand out to somebody, isn't it?
Yes, it mm-hmm. is. I looked at, I was curious. I like to read, and I'm an avid reader, and I went to see what the National Retail Florist Group said, and I was astonished to hear that there would be $26 million spent on mostly flowers this year. But when those flowers arrive, you can make them last longer by doing a few steps. When you get your flowers, when they're delivered to you, take them out and put them in warm water because they have been cut. And we don't know how many days, we don't know how many days in shipping, and they're kind of in shock. So what you need to do is make a fresh cut on the end of the stem and put them in warm water, not hot water, but warm water, so that they will take the water up into the stem, through the leaves, into the bloom.
All right. Well, some good advice there. But, Barbara, thank you so much for that. And it's very, very interesting. And Valentine's Day, of course, coming up quickly. And as you say, a lot of roses will be bought and a lot of candy and a lot of good things. But growing your own flowers, I know that's something you get asked quite a bit. And it's probably really pretties up a front yard or a garden, just adding some flowers, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Right now, in February, if you need to be ordering your last seeds, you need to be planning ahead. You can spread, if you've got a compost pile, you can turn it, or you can spread your compost on where you're going to plant, if it's your vegetable garden. I'm seeing a increased interest in vegetable gardening in the last, since COVID. We're seeing more and more people get into gardening, and gardening is a hobby that all ages can have. You can container garden, you can build raised beds, you can go do all kinds of things, creative things, to grow vegetables. And as we watch the food prices of fresh vegetables going skyrocketing, we're going to see more and more people growing vegetables.
Yeah, definitely that's the case. And as you say, it's such a small space, you can produce a lot of food. And that's something that will be more and more important as people see these prices go up. And as we have seen, maybe that will stop. But as of now, it's a great way to save some money. And as you say, you've got a great hobby, too.
Yes, I know that I started two of my grandchildren out with growing things, and my grandson liked to grow a pizza garden, is what we called it. We had a huge barrel, and in this barrel we planted all the herbs and things that we liked on pizzas. And to him, when he was young, that was a great thing, and for him to go out, and even when we cook chicken or pork, we would go out with scissors and cut, and it gave them a sense of accomplishment, and that's a wonderful way to start. My granddaughter has a little, what she calls her flower bed, and it was her little youth bed that was a metal bed, and they painted it bright red and put sideboards on it to make a raised bed, and she grows her flowers and vegetables in her little flower bed. So I have two that have the gardening hobby of my grandchildren.
Well, that's good. So you pass that along. That's great. Speaking again with Barbara Ray this morning, if you have a question, Barbara's visiting via the telephone, but you can call in a question. We'll be glad to pass it along and see if Barbara can help you with it. And you can call us up 527-3102. And we do need to get to our first break. We'll do that, and we'll be back with more right after this.